Welcome to a very, very special edition of FC Tokyo Kai Guys. I am your host, Thomas Pennington. Along with me, as always, is Alex Bishop. And today, we have the privilege of welcoming our Kantoku, manager of FC Tokyo, Mr. Albert Pui. Thank you so much for joining us and accepting our invitation. I cannot believe that we're able to discuss this with you, so I'm a little bit jittery. But first of all, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And for me, I understand this the show, this sport with communication at the fans, and for me, it's so important.
No, thank you. No, really, thank you. Like, you know, you've been very interactive on Twitter with us, and, you know, obviously, we've started the season quite, you know, on and off. But, you know, I think we're looking forward to where we end up this season. And Alex, I think you wanted to kick things off.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, first of all, from my side, also, it's a pleasure to speak with you, Albert. We know you have a very great background, especially within youth development and things like this. So my first question is, of course, we all know about your time with Barcelona and Academy Director of La Masia, a very famous institution, and Barcelona philosophy and concepts, everything from Cruyff to Guardiola. First question, what is Albert Puig's philosophy and concepts for soccer, for football?
Oh, my close Guardiola. Close Guardiola, but every time the soccer is in evolution, and every time you must adapt it to the people, to the team, to the country, and everything. I like this style. About, for me, this style it's better because the player grow up and is a better player than when start. Okay, for me that is the important. My job is this. I know the people know one win, one the points, but really a coach is the people who is in the bench and don't score, don't do the passes. Is for us, for me, our job principally is two things. Is that the player grow up in his profession, in his job. That is so important. If not, I have a problem. And second, that the player when go to the field exactly know the language, what do you do? Because sometimes the player go to the field and okay, fighting something, second balls, okay, but what is the plan? And this style is a plan to get the ball in the first until the end. After, win or no win, depending the many factors. Okay, it's not easy. First, in this style, we depend on the time, really. We need time. We need players with some quality. We need the adaptation of the players. We need everything, okay? And for that, we need time. I explained the first day, okay? Probably we start so strong and the people think, you know, oh, that is crazy. That the first year, we go to the first position, no? And not this easy, because all the you know, the Japan League is very, very similar, have a difference a bit. And now with this last 2-3 years with economy, more, no? Because many players go to Europe, and you know, every time the in this moment Vissel Kobe is the last and can win absolutely at the Yokohama Marinos without any problem. It's more equal. And okay. In the Zoom, for me, this year is a year of change. Of change in Tokyo, in the Tokyo Club. But change, what explained the last day, without two things, the style and the mentality of the club. If not, it's impossible. If not, it's impossible. Okay. And we need change. Tokyo really don't win never a league. The maximum is 1 year in two positions, and I think 1 year win a cup. The cup, you know, it's sometimes it's lucky and win some matches. The league usually is, and Tokyo never. Okay. And we are fine. Why is the reason? Why? I think because for my idea, no, there are a plan. And second, we work about the mentality. But the mentality is not the player. It's all the club. All. Yeah? Excellent. And you work it with time, with the two, with that two stones, we can do in, I don't know, in a short time, short, really short time, we can go, but you say every time, in the three first. If you stay in the three first many years, 1 year you can win. Or you can win many years. And that is the target when I try in my job.
Okay, well, just coming on to what you mentioned about the mentality, Albert. So what do you think should be the mentality for FC Tokyo? What is your vision for our club? What do you think?
The vision of my club, my dream is the what's the most important in this club? For me, two things. It's the people, was amazing, really. The first day high coming is amazing. And the name.
The name. Tokyo.
It's Tokyo, 40 million. Japan is into the five economy potential in the world. You are in Tokyo, in the capital. And what is my dream? That Tokyo was so important and all the people in Tokyo live the matches. But all the people, when I say my idea, no, my dream, I think in years, look, the stadium close in the center, many people, many business people go to make some business. All the tourist people want to see Tokyo and people end the work in the center and go to the show, the big show, who is Tokyo Soccer. Mm. That is my dream, because I think we are the only club who have the name Tokyo. Oh, sorry for Tokyo Verde, but I say
believe us when we say
in,
that's
in League One. The League One. I respect more Tokyo Verde. Yeah, he's playing and I think do a good job with the young people. But the in the league, okay, in the League One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes we do feel that, you know, FC Tokyo in the past has not represented the biggest city on the planet, which Tokyo is the biggest city, right? Yeah. And that is definitely.
I wanted to touch base a bit about, you were talking about the youth and bringing up the young players. I was talking to Alex about this with the League Cup, where I don't think there's been a League Cup campaign where we've introduced so many young players throughout the League Cup games. I'm just curious about your thoughts about how they performed over the games. Of course, you know, we didn't get out of the group, but, you know, the football that was being played by them, I think, was fantastic, because we were going up against the other teams like Avispa Fukuoka, Shonan, who were playing their first team regulars. I'm just curious about your thoughts about how they performed.
No, when I explain about the club, it's all the club. The mentality of the club is the mentality of the academy. Mm. Players. Young players,
the academy
must be, yes, hungry and a plan. The same, exactly the same. Same with Barcelona. All people thinking in Barcelona, the guys touch the ball, technique. Yes, yes, that's true. But if you go to the practice to the young people, hungry, absolutely, fighting, absolutely, because are very competitive. And in a young people, I want talent and mentality. With this, I have any problem. 15 years, 16 years, I don't have any problem, but I need this. And that is other job, must be changed. And I know the academy now try to change, because have many young people, for me, have any problem to play. That the example Curio or any have 16, 17, 20 players, 20 years. If it's good, okay. But with mentality. That because here sometimes, you know, in Japan, it's confusing the technique with the very good player.
Mm.
Okay, I love the technique. My style is technique. Okay, but I need competitive players. If not, that because that is a high level, high sport, all the high sport, high business, high everything high needs a strong mentality. If not, it's impossible. Huh? But all. I don't know what is your work, okay? But if you work in a business, you want to be the best. If not have mentality, it's impossible.
You know, I think when we were looking at the beginning of the season, one player that obviously stood out was Matsuki. And I think Alex and I were thinking, maybe, you know, how is Albert going to play him? Is he going to start him? Maybe he'll come off the bench. Because, you know, our first game was against the league champions in Kawasaki Frontale. You know, in previous games, that would have been a very difficult game to introduce a young player to. But he handled himself very well. What did you see in him in training before making that decision to start him?
He's coming after 1 week, I think so, in the precision. Yeah. And the first day I speak with him, say, what do you want? He told me, I want to win the Europe Champions League. Look in my eyes. Okay, it's the first Japan who look in my eyes. It's okay, play. I like the training, say, that's good. Wow. And play. Kyuru must be improved more about technical, tactical, and something. But how I speak with him, never you must lose this spirit. Because if you lose this spirit, you can go to your dream. I think the best example for that, for the Japanese soccer, is Yuto Nagatomo.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
I think many times, Yuto is not the best. Technical is not the best, and he's not the best, but he's the player, the Japan player who play in the really, really high level.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The really high level.
Yeah, he's been a top league player for a long time.
Yeah, because Europe is bigger, okay? Europe is bigger, the same in Asia, because if you play in Thailand, if you play in Japan, it's different. But in Europe, if you play in some country, you play in another country, it's so different. Okay. Mm-hmm. Only there are three, four leagues very competitive that the people thinking in Europe. But Yuto played in the Inter Milan many years. You know what is this?
Of course.
Yeah.
And Yuto is not Messi. It's not. But other example, for example, is Puyol, Carlos Puyol.
Mm.
It's not. Amazing technique is not, but strong mentality.
Oh, he would have been a great captain anywhere. Carlos Puyol.
Yes, yes. And the same Puyol that I know than Yuto always want to learn. Every practice. I say, Yuto, play in right side because I want Ryoya play. Okay, no problem. I want Lord. I want other options. Yuto, play inside. I never play inside, but I want play inside. I want Lord. That's the secret. That is the secret for the great players. Mentality and every practice, 100%, and want to learn more. And that it's that they want for Kyuru and all the young people in Japan.
So just on the topic of youth in Japan, what is your overall thought of the qualities of the youth players in Japan and the academy system in general? Because you've been to Spain, America, Africa. Mm. You must have seen many, many different sporting cultures. What do you think about Japan compared to other
countries? For example, it's a technique high level,
mm-hmm.
tactic decisions, normal, the language of soccer, not systems. People thinking about tactic, about systems. No, is the tactic, the real tactic is the make the decision. When I have the ball, what is my decision? And when I don't have the ball, what is my decision? And the more important, the competitive.
Right.
Why? Because no, there are strong leagues, competitive in young. And that have some similar in United States. In the States, four, in Canada, same. Four schools, college, is so different from South America or Europe. Young people who are strong in working in Europe, in academy, in big club, I don't know, in Barcelona, the guy who have 10 years old, play 100, 150 matches, the very competitive, only with 10 years old. And every tournament, league, every. And that, the competitive mentality is only competing or playing, you understand? And here is difficult. It's difficult.
Well, you don't think they're competitive enough, or they should improve the competitive?
It's not say, okay, you might improve competitive. No, it's about the competition.
Okay.
Young people need very competition. Tournaments, international tournaments, league so strong, every matches that need. That is after 14, 15 years old until 20, need every weekend so strong competition.
Right.
If not, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. But before 12, the technique Japanese is amazing. Technique, because the technique movements in Japan repeat many times.
That's right. Yeah.
But the other, it's half sense. This. I mean, for example, I explain. One day I went running in the morning, and one day I go running, and I see a dad with a light, because this is the 5 or 6 a.m. and the sun is coming, and with his son touching. I think so. The son had this guy had probably had I don't know, 8 years old, 9 years old, okay, and touching, passing, touching, and that come on. That noise, real soccer. It's more important. This boy with four friends play 1 hour free soccer in a park. That is the real technique. Okay.
Need the opponent. They always need an opponent, competition, and a goal, right, to beat.
Or every time, mistake, solution, and you understand the soccer language.
I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just think back to the days of, you know, playing on the streets, and you always want to beat your friend. You always want to, you know, get one up on them and try your best against them. If you're doing that by yourself, you're kicking against the wall. It's not really the same impact.
True.
Yeah. That is, okay, but every country have some good things, some bad things. So I don't know, no?
So one player in particular I wanted to ask about. So I think this player crossed over with you and your time at Barcelona. So Takafusa Kubo, do you remember him coming into La Masia? Or what was your thought when you first saw him play and everything?
No, I played many times when I was in Barcelona. It's coming Oscar Hernandez, who was in Niigata with me the first year. And is a technique, and told me I was in summer in Japan with a campus, and I see a guy. Yes, he's fabulous. He's amazing. Okay, say okay, 8 years, 9 years, but he's from Japan. What do you want? No, he's coming here, but he's coming. Why he's coming? No, he got a test. Yeah, okay, but no, because it's Japan. It's 8 years. No, but the family come to life in Barcelona, want to live and go to life. Okay, he went to life. one day, and I see, I will see. And yes, he's coming, and the first day begin to play. Yes, it's special. With 8, 9 years, have a technique special. But probably the difference for our mentality is all time thinking in Japan in very right boy and Take is more Latin,
mm-hmm.
more Latin than Japanese.
I think so, yeah.
And okay, I like it. I speak with his mom, and okay, we decided, but no singing, nothing. It's the people thinking money, stupid things, nothing. Club, no pay, nothing. Only help with the school and no more. And he's after for the 14 years or 15, have the problem with the FIFA, the stupid problem, political problem, mm-hmm. and he must leave and come back to Japan.
Yeah,
unfortunate for Barcelona, beneficial for us.
We were very, yeah.
very, 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 very great player to watch.
Yeah, it's important for Barcelona and the same for Take, because I think in this moment Barca don't have money and need some talent, and probably
Yeah, if he stayed at Barcelona, it could be very different, right?
I think so. But that is a sport, but is a big business that is different many, and these big clubs have different problems. And okay, but the good guy.
Speaking about the clubs a bit, you were at Niigata last season, and I like to follow FC Ryukyu in the J2. And last season, I think Niigata were the one team that frustrated me the most, because every time Ryukyu got a good result, they could never get first because you were sat there quite comfortably for the longest time until the injuries, unfortunately, hit you last season. But what have you seen that's so different in coming into J1 club and FC Tokyo compared to Niigata? Has there been a huge shift in terms of the expectations and in terms of how the club works top to bottom?
For my job, because I do many projects around the world, and I do many, I have mentality of analysis. When I go a club, because I explain many times, I am not the typical coach, okay? Mm. I do here because I want to try, but my mind it's to try to fix and control all the club, okay, and try to be better. When I was to Niigata have economy problems, and the new president is a young Korenaga, try to fix perfect and change, but the people has a sad mentality, because many years in G2, remember League One, but really, really is very sad. And the players are not comfortable, have a little problems in the locker room, okay? Have all. And analyzing the people in Niigata, the fans are amazing, are lovely, are go in all the matches, and I try to explain what I think the solution is. The same, change the style, but in this case, it changed the mentality of the club, and in this case, I think the Niigata important, the proud, understand? Proud of the club, proud of the players, proud of the fans, because Niigata seems so far from Tokyo, from the big cities, okay? And it's important. Mm-hmm. I work more about the get this proud of these people. Okay. While I change the style, it's not easy, because these players are, the 80% of these players is going for other clubs who the clubs don't want. Mm-hmm. And the first year is complicated. And when it's complicated, I decided the second year, all the international people go away. Only Japanese because I think in this moment is the best to get this style and put this style. I have only one, he's Gonzalo, but play less, really it's all the Japanese people. And the first year so complicated, the final many injuries, okay. And the second, we start with 1 year of base, and we start so good, boom, 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 good. But sometimes all people, oh my God, I am here, oh my God. Injury, and unlucky, really 3 or 4 matches, unlucky, is incredible how we lose. And the team, oh my God, is only for playoff, 6. But really we play very good. And last year, Tokyo with Utaka and Jubilo-kun Lukian is different from the others. Okay. These strikers make a many difference. This year, the third year, it's the more comfortable. And Niigata prepare a plan who is perfect. It's because I advise it, because I love Niigata. I say, if I leave, because I only leave, I have an offer from the 8 first teams in League One, and I like it. If not, I follow Niigata. If not, if I leave, we must follow this idea. And in the second year, my assistant come back to Argentina with Mascherano. And the club, and I say, find a person who, when I leave, follow me, a Japanese. At the club, find Ricky from Yokohama, and is with me the second year. Prepare when I leave, he follow the idea, and probably put his idea and much better, perfect. But the base is there, and that is the plan. And the plan go.
Sure.
And Albirex now, I don't know if I want to go to Le One. I don't know if he get the 1 or 2 position, but all time is in the 3, in the 4. That is important. And how the mentality of the supporters or, and that is for me my job in Niigata was this. Change this mentality in this case and put more the style. And now these players without this style don't can play, only play all time the same. Here in Tokyo, I have players who play many years with an absolutely direct style. Very counter-attack, and they have the same players. My idea is change, but get the best of this quality, the intensity, the transition raptor, and put every time a little step in this style. What happened? When this style we start to have some problem, but that is typical. For example, we lose against Nagasaki was incredible. But we lose.
The goals in that game were good, though. Every goal in that game was quite good.
It's incredible. The first 10 minutes or 15 minutes, we must win 5-0. It was incredible. And Nagasaki, only 4 scores and 3 goals. It was amazing. But it's soccer. It's soccer, okay. Perfect. The first match, again, the first time in Sagantosu, is not bad. We have 2 chances very clear. But the second, boof. After the second goal, for that, I am not happy because the mentality go down. Right. For me in Shonan, yes, don't play so good. For many, for the rain, I don't know why. I mean, but a bad match, really. But I am happy because these players change more and play and try to play this style. and change. But in this moment, we can have some problem because the style is not compact. Understand? Mm. And these players are the same of the 2, 3, 4 years. Only new is Cuba. Only new is a boy 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. Much clear.
Yeah. And the center lugger no more. All is the same players.
Mm.
Right. It's the same. And for that, I try. Not easy, but I try.
True.
But the only that I like it is because the people, the supporters, understand me. Understand. Mm.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, it's so difficult had the people understand this. And these people understand. I explain the first day, I don't say we win, I say, sir. And the people understand and do the support to the team. And that is amazing.
Yeah.
With this way, I am sure in years, we have a very big successful.
Excellent. Yeah. And it's our role as fans. It's our kind of position to keep supporting the process, you know, and little by little improvement. And yeah, eventually the success will come.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we knew that going into this season, you know, this was going to be a rebuild year. And, you know, as you said earlier, you know, the start of the season, we got some very good results. We started very high, you know, and then of course the change in the philosophy, the change in the style resulted in some negative results, some surprise results maybe, but you know, I think we as supporters should expect that.
Yeah, and after is all people know is the team needs renovation. That it's
yep,
because there are many people 30 years, and the other people is 18, 20.
Mm.
Yep.
And in all the teams, the best important is 25 until 30. We have in the roster 3 players.
Yeah, and that's actually another thing about that now.
Kimoto, Suzuki, Lea. Mm. The others are 25 less or 20 or 30. Now, where is these players? Yeah, you explain me many go to Europe. Okay, but we went step by step. We need put other players because it's normal. Not because I'm not happy with these players, you know, because it's the life. Mm. The same life that me in few years, I must live because it's the life.
Right. Okay. Have you got anything else, Tom, before we kind of wrap up? We've heard quite a...
I just want to know, you know, when you first joined us, there were questions. The Niigata fans were very, very welcoming to us as Tokyo supporters, you know, saying this is what Albert likes and things. One question I was really curious about is, what are your thoughts about flying the Catalan flag at Ajinomoto?
No, that, do you have any? That sure. That for me, it's really stupid thing because that's the mistake is the first year. Because I don't understand any Japan. And the people, for example, say me Alberto, I thinking, oh, people don't say me Albert because in Japanese it's so difficult to say Albert. The people say me Alberto and don't say nothing. No, my name is Alberto. It's a mistake. The second mistake is I don't know who in Niigata say, be careful with the Catalan flag. But be careful with that. Catalonia is a state now into Spain, but political you can show the other flag who is the for independence, okay, but the historical flag it's absolutely
it's who you are,
it's absolutely is my flag, and you go to Camp Nou, you go to around the world, the flag is institutional from Catalonia. It's recognizing the ONU for the same Spain for all. I don't understand this mistake. Mm. Probably it's my guilty because remember the first year I understand any in Japan.
Hmm? No, I appreciate you saying that because we thought about flying the Catalan flag at Ajinomoto, but you know, as you mentioned with someone from Niigata saying that we've been holding off on doing anything like that.
Okay. No, it's not. This flag is not against Spain.
Not against Spain.
Yeah, it's only explained so easy. It's a flag political. Okay.
Yep.
Flag of my nation, who is Catalonia, now is into a Spanish state. It is in Europe, but it's nothing more than that. No, it's not political. No?
Yep.
And I don't know what was the mistake. It was the mistake in Niigata and all people thinking, but no, it's my flag with the same. It's you look, I don't know, you look at Guardiola sometimes in City, all the people with this flag, or many other Catalan people, or Marc Gasol in United States, this flag, or Pau Gasol, I don't know. It's not political. It's the flag who for me, it's my country, and it's my nation.
Excellent.
I relate it similarly to in Canada, we've got the province of Quebec, who are very proud of being, you know, French Canadian, and they have, you know, the provincial flag of Quebec as something they love to fly, and it's their identity. It's part makes you who you are.
Yeah, in Catalonia, there are 50% of people who thinking go away from Spain. Other thinking no, it's in Spain, but okay, that is a political intern. And about the politics, I don't like to speak about the politics. And I have my ideas when I board, and it's more clear. But that is not political. That is my flag.
Right. Yep. I think the Japanese people, they're very careful, right? When it comes to, that can be political. They don't understand like 100% the situation, so they're careful, I think, is one of the...
Yeah, it's for, you know, it's for them, this mentality, the respect, they have any problems for that. Mm-hmm. But no, relax. This flag is official.
Nice. Yep. I think we should order a flag. We should order a Catalonian flag.
I'm getting on Amazon right now. Don't worry. If you see more Catalan flags at Ajinomoto, you'll know why.
This flag is coming because, I don't know, 1,000 years ago, I don't know exactly. I think 1,000. It's a king, okay, when he's there. In his escudo, how is the name in English? Escudo, you know, when you are the snow, you have with the
flag bearer.
Yes, the snow and this. No? This. When he's diet, okay. His blood, his blood, and do this.
Four. Okay.
Understand?
The declaration. Oh, okay. So the red stripes are this.
Yeah, it's blown, it's red because it's the blonde.
Right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, this history, you know.
Yeah. Still, I did not know that. I didn't know that about the history of the flag. But it's interesting. It has that.
Yeah.
One other question I had for you was about. I'm not sure if you've noticed on our logo, we've got a cartoon character named Pucci. Are you familiar with that character at all?
For the dog.
Yes. Yeah.
No problem. In Catalan, my name is Albert Puig.
Puig. I see.
Puig. So
it was an opportunity we couldn't pass up when you were appointed because of the way that the katakana works out with your name as Pucci.
Yeah.
It was something we had to you know, it was a new era in FC Tokyo.
No problem. I love the dogs. I have. In my family, I have a Yuna. He's from Niigata. Uh-huh. He's Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I love the dogs.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. I guess the final thing we need to do as a wrap up, first of all, thank you so much for all of the time you've given us today. It was incredible to talk to you and get to hear about your philosophy and everything about your plans for FC Tokyo, your experiences in Niigata, the youth development. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
No, it's thank you with you. And remember, my idea is this. I don't know if after Tokyo I go to home and never work because I am not a typical coach. Okay, for that, my dream is create something different, the same in Niigata, but here in Tokyo, the biggest. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And I need all the people for, because if not the people, the club, the supporters, the players, the city is impossible.
Mm.
I need this for change and transform, do a big club who all the people have in this mind. Because if you go to Spain, go to Catalonia, go to Canada, and you say, with all the respects, Kawasaki Frontale, and as the winner, people don't know. And you say Tokyo, FEC, the people say, oh, Tokyo. Because it's the capital.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's the name. The name is so strong, international.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited to see what you do with our club, and I really, really hope, you know, we'll be lifting a league title sometime in the future, in the near future. Yeah. And hopefully you'll be the manager to lead us there.
Yep, it's going to be very exciting, I'm sure, in the future. So yeah. Tokyo fans have a lot to look forward for. Look forward to.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. You go to the next Saturday against Avispa?
Of course.
Correct.
Of course.
And Sapporo on Wednesday. And the fans are allowed to do the chanting, to sing, right, against Sapporo. So that'll be the first time.
Two different, absolutely different teams.
Mm.
Yeah.
One is very defensive and contract and have a mistake, and the other it's 1-1. But
yeah,
it will be amazing. Two styles against us.
That
will be amazing.
We owe payback to Fukuoka.
Oh, Fukuoka is so strong. It's when you have a mistake, you lose. Yeah. If you have a mistake, you lose because it's a counterattack, and you put a goal, it's so difficult after. In Sapporo, it's sometimes crazy. Sometimes it's great. It's for intensity and that is nice. But the last match in Sapporo was so fun. Was so nice. And the coach,
that was a quite open game.
A very good coach.
Yeah, he's had a long history in Japan, right, Petrovic? And it's always very ultra attacking style.
I have many respect with the people, with this kind of people.
Excellent. Okay, well we will be there.
Okay, perfect. I control you.
I'm always at the games with my oldest daughter. I introduced her to football from 3 years old when she first started coming to the Tokyo games with me. And it was a great way for us to bond and come to enjoy the games together, you know. Okay. And she still enjoys coming, even the summer games. It's still great to go and meet everybody. It's hard to explain what it's like supporting a team in Japan versus a team in Europe or North America. It's a very, very different, like almost family atmosphere for us as fans.
Some similar the States.
Yeah.
MLS. It's some similar to MLS. No, it's Europe is different.
Yeah. Different animal altogether. Yeah, yeah. I agree. I agree with you about MLS. That's for sure.
I like this.
We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday then.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Robert.
Yeah.
Thank you. And sorry for my.
So much for your time. No. It was perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. I couldn't have asked for anything better.